of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good morning. This is the morning news for today, Thursday, September 26, 2019. I am Richie Farrell, and here are the headlines. UWP leader Lennox Linton promises to get help from investigation and law enforcement agencies like the FBI, Interpol, and Scotland Yard to solve the DLP's administration's missing billion-dollar passport monies saga. Wynn reports India aims to create avenues for business and investments between St. Kitts and Nevis and India, according to the new Indian High Commissioner to Guyana and CARICOM, Dr. K.J. Srinivasa. And the Donald Trump administration releases details of a phone conversation in July that has triggered a U.S. impeachment inquiry against the president for urging Ukraine's president to investigate his rival, Joe Biden. The news is brought to you compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprises, and we'll be right back after this.
Rudolph Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fence pipe, and Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins, and bidets. PVC piping, fittings, and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
All right, welcome back to the morning news. General Surgeon and UWP candidate for the Soufriere constituency in Dominica, Dr. Samuel Christian, is concerned with the wasteful spending by the Roosevelt-Skerrit administration on some unnecessary matters while there are inadequate investments in the health sector. Speaking to a large gathering of Dominicans in Antigua recently, Dr. Samuel said, notwithstanding statements touting a thriving health sector by the Prime Minister and some of his DLP cabinet colleagues, the reality in Dominica, he says, is drastically different, and the current victimization of Dominican health professionals exists and persists under the Roosevelt-Skerrit administration.
You hear of so much of the expenses that are going on, and yet a lot of the health centers in Dominica have not yet been repaired. I want to make sure that every health center in Dominica has an ECG machine, has a nebulizer machine, and if you ever had a child who is suffering from asthma and the ambulance cannot come and you cannot get to the hospital in time, you know that we need to have a nebulizer machine so that people can breathe well.
General Surgeon and UWP candidate for the Soufriere constituency, Dr. Samuel Christian. In a major press conference held at the Prevost Cinemall on September 25, 2019, leader of Dominica's parliamentary opposition and Marigot MP Lennox Linton condemns the failure of Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit and his DLP administration for not accounting for monies collected and disbursed under the CBI and real estate options in the sale of Dominica's passport, and which proceeds have not shown up in the National Treasury, as revealed by the opposition leader during his response to the 2019 National Budget presentation of Prime Minister Skerrit in July of 2019. Linton listed six major events which will take place in response to the spiteful decision of the Prime Minister not to respond to the demands of the country's citizens.
The parliamentary opposition first raised the matter in Parliament, no answer. We wrote to the Financial Secretary for an explanation. The response was rude and dismissive. We have consulted with a broad range of civil society organizations in order to underline the necessity of a response to legitimate concerns over the stewardship of Dominica's passport money. At the National Assembly, on the issue in Roseau on September 6, 2019, the Prime Minister and Minister of Finance was asked to respond with a proper account of the people's money on or before September 20th, 2019. He has refused to respond. As the parliamentary opposition, sworn to protect the interests of the Dominican people, we are left with no choice but to proceed with the following actions. Number one, a peaceful gathering on Victoria Street at 3 p.m. on Monday, September 30th, 2019, to present a formal complaint to the President of the Commonwealth of Dominica requesting his intervention. Two, a peaceful gathering outside police headquarters on Bath Road at 3:45 p.m. on Monday, September 30th, 2019, to present a formal complaint to the Commissioner of Police requesting his intervention. Number three, a peaceful gathering on the Dame Eugenia Charles Boulevard outside of the High Court at 4:30 p.m. on Monday, September 30th, 2019, to present notification of our pursuit of appropriate legal action to have the missing money deposited in the Consolidated Fund of Dominica.
The parliamentary opposition leader continued further, listing all the actions which will follow consecutively one after the other. He also encouraged all citizens to support the principles of the United Workers' Party to save the soul of Dominica.
Four, a campaign seeking the assistance of the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigations, Britain's Scotland Yard, Interpol, and the European Union's Financial Intelligence Unit to find the missing $1.2 billion and deposit it in the Consolidated Fund of Dominica. A campaign to inform, number five, campaign to inform the international community of the refusal of the government of Dominica to account for the missing $1.2 billion. And six, beginning on Monday, a campaign of civil disobedience all over Dominica until the list of electors is cleaned, ID cards for voting are issued, and the missing $1.2 billion is properly and completely accounted for. In the words of our national anthem, I call the sons and daughters of our beloved Nature Island to come forward, to embrace the right to stand for right, to fight for honor, to do the right, to be firm, and to be fair, to toil with hearts and hands and voices so we can prosper and not be imprisoned in a never-ending struggle to survive while a few make merry with our passport billions. In this campaign to save the soul of Dominica, to clear the way for real change that will allow us to become the best place to live, the best place to work, and the best place to enjoy life, we won't turn back. No, we won't turn back. Thank you.
And that was leader of the parliamentary opposition in Dominica and the Marigot MP, Lennox Linton. This is Q95 News. Former Attorney General Bernard Wiltshire says he does not understand the reason for an apparent prejudice against organic means of farming in Dominica. Wiltshire stated, Dominica should position itself to produce the respite expected for the growing population of large cities, among other things.
I am saying that, in fact, if you look at the world as it is, the pressures of great populations, especially in the great cities like New York, like Los Angeles, like London, like Paris, they're getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And with their bigness and bigness and bigness is coming more and more pressure upon the individual person. The greater the desire actually to get some respite from it, some respite from it. And therefore we in Dominica should in fact be positioning ourselves to produce that respite, to give that respite. And in order to do this, we have in fact to be the kind of society that can in fact do it.
And that was Bernard Wiltshire, of course, expressing his interest in Dominica positioning itself to produce the respite expected for growing population of large cities. Wiltshire also stated a divided society will be unable to accomplish this task.
Cannot be a society that is in fact so stressed and do that. You cannot be a society that is so divided among yourselves and do that. You cannot be a society in which everyone is tearing down each other and do that. You cannot be the society in which you are destroying every aspect of your environment, your natural environment, and do that. You cannot be a society in which all your river drying up on your rivers and do that. You understand? That is what I'm talking about. If you do that, by the way, you will in fact become richer because you will have created a greater demand. You will be able, there will be a demand for what you are producing. And And therefore, you'll be able to supply it.
Former attorney at law, Bernard Wiltshire. Pharmacists have evolved tremendously from the old school dispensary days to now being recognized as consultants in the medical field, says Carlton Lando, chief pharmacist and public relations officer at Jolly's Pharmacy. Mr. Lando says pharmacists play a critical role in ensuring that the accurate amount of precise dosage of medicine is given to patients, and there is an imminent change in the role of contemporary pharmacists in the field of healthcare service. Pharmacists are now specializing in a vast array of fields within the medicinal realm, some of which see the pharmacists themselves receiving hands-on training and lessons alongside doctors in hospitals, says Lando.
Pharmacists have been evolving so much from the dispensary days of pharmacists seen as merely drug or tablet counters to now as consultants. Pharmacists play a very important role in making sure that medications are given appropriately at the appropriate dose, the appropriate route. We have improved adherence to medication, that we have good coordination of care to our clients, and we see pharmacists now changing in terms of responsibilities, specializing in key areas such as vaccination, Alzheimer's care, law and medicine, clinical pharmacy, whereby the pharmacist may get special training in terms of working along with the doctors on the wards and the hospitals, ensuring that people get the right medication, the right dosage, and to be looking for drug interactions and adverse effects.
He says this year's focus, 2019, will be on safe and effective medicines for all, which will help curb the amount of counterfeit medicines being trickled through the market. Pharmacists play a major role in ensuring that proper policies are put in place to address just that.
This year, we are focusing on safe and effective medicines for all, and that is very important, particularly whereby counterfeit medicines are trickling in the market, and to ensure that our clients, our people, are getting the right medications, pharmacists do play an important role in ensuring that policies are put in place to make sure that the drugs that we are getting on our shores are certainly the good drugs. They do have medicinal value and will address the condition or the situation.
All right, that was chief pharmacist and public relations officer at Jolly's Pharmacy, Carlton Lando. Leader of the parliamentary opposition and former president of the Dominica Association of Industry, DAIC, Lennox Linton, says his executive has garnered the resources and research and will present a strong case to international security agencies, namely Scotland Yard, Interpol, and of course the FBI, among other law enforcement agencies. Linton made it clear at a press conference held on 24th September 2019 at the Prevost Cinema in Roseau that Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit and his organization will not be able to hide information regarding Dominica's revenue any longer, and that the sum of $1.2 billion missing from the country's consolidated fund, as revealed by him in Parliament in July 2019, will be found, and the findings of these credible law enforcement and investigating agencies will serve as the final straw on the scale of justice.
But we feel compelled to draw it to the attention of the international community, to draw it to the attention of international investigative bodies, international law enforcement agencies, that we have a problem in Dominica which involves our money that could be in distant lands, and we may need the assistance of these agencies to help us. Investigations, whatever help they can provide for us. We're looking for $1.2 billion of the people's money that have come from the sale of passports that take place in foreign lands. And some of that money may well be in other countries. We don't know. We have to find out.
Leader of the parliamentary opposition and former president of the DAIC, Lennox Linton. WCMF Promotions Cross Borders into Guadeloupe, says project officer at the Discover Dominica Authority, Daphne Vidal. Ms. Vidal says that the promotion team is currently in Guadeloupe, bringing the waves of the WCMF to our sister islands, and that later today they journey to Martinique. The team will be doing presentations on the festival with media houses in Martinique. She says that bringing the hype to these countries is necessary because a large number of patrons will be from these parts come WCMF time. Also, the media coverage of the festival plays a major role, and a large number of media houses have submitted their accreditations to cover this year's event.
So the festival and events manager, Marva Williams, is presently in Guadeloupe alongside Gordon Henderson doing this promotion, and so she will be back on island only to head off to Martinique this weekend for similar promotions in Martinique. So we'll be doing a presentation on the festival with media houses in Martinique, as well as some of our partners in Martinique. So there'll be radio interviews, TV appearances, and all of that, all to get persons hyped up in Martinique and Guadeloupe for the festival, because we know that a large number of persons from these islands come to our festival. The media coverage of the festival is very important, and so far we have quite a number of media houses who have submitted their accreditation forms to provide coverage of the festival. So we have persons doing social media coverage, persons doing television, print, and radio coverage of the festival. We've had requests from Dominica, of course, and also St. Lucia, Antigua, Guadeloupe, Martinique, France, and Trinidad. So we're still getting media persons and media companies wanting to cover the festival. And we just like to encourage any of the media houses who have not submitted their requests for coverage of the festival to do so. We're doing the process online in keeping with the whole theme of being climate resilient and getting rid of all this paper. So we're encouraging persons to sign up to be accredited to provide coverage of the World Creole Music Festival.
Discover Dominica Authority Project Officer Daphne Vidal. Former Attorney General Bernard Wilshere is of the view that the CBI program will turn out to be the destruction of the country and not the salvation of the country. Wilshere was speaking on the Global View on Q program hosted by Sheridan Gregoire, also known as Mr. G.
Mr. Skerritt is fooling you people when he's telling you about CBI being the salvation of Dominica. It is in fact the destruction of Dominica. It is not the salvation of Dominica. Don't believe him. He doesn't know anything about that. This man doesn't understand anything about what he's talking about. His only concern is to remain in power. His only concern is to remain in power. And if you ask the young people about in Dominica of a certain age, what is there in Dominica for them? What has he done over the last 20 years that can in fact give a young person hope in a future in Dominica? And the answer is no, virtually nil.
Bernard Wilshere said, however, it would be unfair to put all the blame solely on Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt.
I don't want to think and put all the blame on just Mr. Skerritt. It would be unfair to do that. It would be unfair to do that. Because to be quite honest, the truth is that he inherited a system and he was working to see how he can in fact survive, because the game of the system is to remain as long as possible as you can within it. So he's trying to see how he can in fact... So he did not invent the system. But the point is that leadership, the job of leadership, is to be able to break out of these strangleholds.
Former Attorney General Bernard Wilshere. Speaking at the DFC's weekly World Creole Music Festival WCMF press conference at the Prevost Cinema, Discover Dominica Authority DDA Project Officer Daphne Vidal announces that flights are open to all interested in attending the festival. Vidal emphasized the DDA has made options available which make it easier for anyone to travel to Dominica for the 21st edition of the World Creole Music Festival. She elaborated that Air Antilles has added flights out of Grand Cass in St. Martin to Dominica for the week of October 19th to the 27th, and Winair has added flights on October 22nd and 27th, respectively. Inter-Caribbean Airlines also has flights from Tortola on October 22nd, 24th, and 25th, as well as from St. Lucia on October 18th, 19th, 21st, 23rd, and 26th, and from San Juan on October 21st, 23rd, and 24th. A lot of dates to keep in mind there. DDA is also working on partnering with other airlines and ferry carriers to better accommodate more individuals. Some good news from the DDA. In more news, Wynn reports that India aims to create avenues for the business and investment between between St. Kitts and Nevis and India, according to the new Indian High Commissioner to Guyana and CARICOM, Dr. K.J. Srinivasa. The High Commissioner was in the Federation to celebrate St. Kitts and Nevis's 36th independence anniversary. In his remarks at this presentation, the High Commissioner said, "We are here to promote the relationship. My mandate is to strengthen it, and at the same time, I would love to get business delegations from St. Kitts and Nevis to visit India and vice versa, because today the world runs on business. And we believe that there are certain sectors, not all the sectors, of course, because the market here is very small. But I think my friends would tell me more about which sectors we can work together. So I look forward to working with all the ministries, the Chamber of Commerce, and all the businesses in St. Kitts and Nevis." Dr. Srinivasa noted that trade between CARICOM and India amounts to over, and that's to date, currently, US$500 million. The Trump administration has released details of a phone conversation in July that has triggered a U.S. impeachment inquiry against the president. According to the notes, Donald Trump asked the Ukrainian leader to look into corruption claims involving the son of Joe Biden, Mr. Trump's possible rival in next year's presidential election in the United States. Now, concerns about the call were initially raised by a whistleblower. The Democrats accused Donald Trump of seeking foreign help to smear a rival. Under the U.S. Constitution, a president can be impeached for treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors, a procedure that can lead to removal from office. In July, Donald Trump froze military aid to Ukraine, but he has insisted that this was not used to put pressure on the new government in Kyiv. That's the morning news. Here's a recap of our headlines. UWP leader Lennox Linton promises to get help from investigation and law enforcement agencies like Interpol and Scotland Yard to solve the DLP administration's missing billion-dollar passport money saga. Wynn reports India aims to create avenues for business and investments between St. Kitts, Nevis, and India. And that's according to the new Indian High Commissioner to Guyana and CARICOM, Dr. K.J. Srinivasa. And the Donald Trump administration releases details of a phone conversation in July, which has triggered a U.S. impeachment inquiry against the president for urging Ukraine's president to investigate his rival Joe Biden. The news was brought to you compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprises.
Of the hour news, as it happens, when it happens.